Amen. Thank you, Brother Levi, and praise the Lord, everyone. You may be seated. What a tremendous atmosphere of worship and praise. Amen. What a mighty voice of worship and talent, amen, is in this place to minister in a mighty way. And we're so thankful that the Lord is here, amen, inhabiting that praise. Praise God. And so good to see some of our elders here. Give me just a second. Want to get situated just right so there isn't an avalanche later on. Amen? Praise God. I'd like an avalanche later on, just not this one. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We want an avalanche of the presence and spirit of the Lord to overwhelm and consume us. Amen. We're singing about that song, He Placed My Feet on Solid Ground. And I don't know, I can't speak for everyone. Maybe you were on solid ground from the very beginning. There were no incidents. There was no slippage. There was no falling. Amen. But it took an act of God to get me on solid ground. Amen. All the mistakes, all the failures. Hallelujah. Amen. And it was the Lord that put my feet on solid ground. So thankful for that. And so great to see Bishop Churchill here and Brother Lomas. Amen. God bless them. Hallelujah. And all of you, amen. Thankful for your faithfulness to the house of the Lord and your anointing. Our other ministers that are here, God bless you. Praise God. And if you would stand with me for the reading of the word, I have a quick Psalm 71, a quick verse to read, and then we'll get right into tonight's teaching from Psalms. I love these songs. I love the message that is taught, and I love to think about meditating upon them. These are in a songbook, amen, and the songbook pulls no punches. Sometimes the worship leader says, turn to Psalm 51, and you can read about what caused Psalm 51 to happen, what came before that, amen. David says, I want it to be a psalm, amen. I want my greatest failures to be written down so that we can know that there is a Lord who creates new hearts. Amen. He renews His spirit within people. Hallelujah. He restores His joy. Oh, praise God. Amen. I love the word of the Lord. Praise God. And thank you for standing with me. And that's biblical. Nehemiah 8:5 said to Ezra, open the book. And all the people stood up. He didn't make a great point. Amen. They didn't speak about the greatness of Ezra. They just said he opened the right book. Hallelujah. And somebody said, that's my book. Amen. When you start preaching from that scroll, something's going to happen. I'm going to stand up in this place. Hallelujah. Psalm 71 and verse 17 says, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. I want to teach you about what God has taught tonight. Praise God. Let's ask God to help us. Lord, we thank you for this great congregation, this great house. Hallelujah. Every individual here, God, I pray your touch. I pray your anointing. I'm thankful I'm in an anointed congregation, God. Let your work and your move be upon us, we pray. Move on us in a mighty way in Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. God bless you for standing. Praise God. And if somebody could get me a bottle of water, it's a little cumbersome to do the jug up here. Amen. So if I could have a bottle of water at all times. Hallelujah. But looking at Psalm 71, we look at verse number 4. It says, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel man. We all need deliverance as a part of the template of prayer that the Lord gave us. Matthew 6:13, he said, pray this in your prayers. Put this as a pillar. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. I don't care how long you've lived for God. I don't care how long you've stood and been faithful. Amen. The Lord said, this is how you pray. Teach us to pray, said the disciples, said the apostles, said the leaders of the church. And the Lord said, you want to pray in this manner. Amen. Lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. You have children? Pray it over them. Hallelujah. Pray that they be delivered from evil. Praise God. Pray that there be no spiritual evil that would come against them. Pray that there be no physical evil that would come against them. God, cover my children, Lord. I need your covering and I need your help and I need deliverance today from whatever I'm going to go through. Amen. Whatever temptation is going to come my way. God, I can't stand on my own, but help me, Lord. I need your deliverance. Thank you, brother. Praise God. Why don't you clap your hands? Hallelujah. Praise God. And I want to give honor to anyone from Ketchikan that may be tuning in with us. Praise God. My associate pastor, Brother Victor, and anyone else that would be with him. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we move to verse 5 of Psalm 71. The writer says, thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust or my confidence from my youth. By thee have I been holding up or sustained from the womb. Thou art he that took me out of my mother's bowels. My praise shall be continually of thee. Hallelujah. The psalmist had an understanding, Brother Lomas, that I'm not here by accident. Haven't been perfect. My feet haven't always been on solid ground. Haven't always made the right choices. But you know what? In it all, the Lord has sustained me. He's brought me to this place. Hallelujah. He's brought me to this moment. God is for me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. You're my trust from my youth. Amen. Another psalmist put it this way in Psalm 139 and verse 15. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. I'm thinking scripture's a little pro-life in this place. Hallelujah. It says the Lord has a plan. Amen. When you're at your lowest part, when your substance is hidden, amen, when you're made in secretly, when you're curiously wrought, the Lord has his hand upon it. Amen. He's holding you up from the womb. Hallelujah. He takes you out of your mother's bowels. My praise shall continually be unto him. I wonder if there's somebody not afraid, hallelujah, to say that I belong to you, Lord. I'm going to live in your purpose. I'm going to walk after your ways. Woo! Praise God. What was the purpose of that? Amen. Why have I been holding up? Why did the Lord not allow me to pass away? Why was I saved in those reckless times? Amen. Why was his hand upon me when that should have been a death sentence? Amen. When mom should be looking over a casket, why was I saved? Amen. Verse 8 tells me, it says, let my mouth be filled with the praise and with the honor all the day. Praise God. The Lord says, you're here so that you'll give me praise, so that you'll give me honor. Amen. It's going to be in your mouth, Thomas. Hallelujah. Your mouth is made to be filled with honor all the day. Hallelujah. Amen. Not the curses of this world. Amen. Not the obscenities, praise God. Not the obscenities shown towards the Lord, but rather the honor. Hallelujah. The praise. And that means glory and beauty. When my life is praising the Lord, when my mouth is filled with praise, that's giving God glory. And it is beautiful in the eyes of the Lord. Looking at verse number 9, it says, cast me not off in the time of old age. Forsake me not when my strength faileth. This psalm is one of the most valuable portions of the Bible to a certain class of mankind as the infirmities of age draw on. Who wants to be old and frail? Man, there's not going to be a lot of hands going up in the congregation. Oh, sign me up for that. Amen. I can't wait till I'm old and frail. Can't wait till my joints start failing me. Man, I can't wait till arthritis sets in. I tell you what. Amen. But who will be old and frail should the Lord tarry? And I know we all want to raise our hands and say the Lord's going to come back long before I pass away. Amen. Sister Glover does not sing when I die. Amen. She sings before I die. I will fly away. Hallelujah. Amen. And I hope she sings that and continues to sing that. But the reality is, as the Lord tarries, we'll all become old and frail. Not just for a few of us. Amen. But it is for everybody. Well, what about the Lord? Isaiah chapter 46, verse 4 tells us where the Lord stands through this whole predicament. It says, even. Everybody say even. I wonder if there's anybody here that's known somebody who's lived in strength. And you were so astonished at the frailty of age. When age finally did catch up. And when they finally did stoop. When their mind couldn't remember anymore and these kinds of things. Well, let me tell you about the Lord during that time and in this process. Isaiah 46 and verse 4, it says, even to your old age, I am He. And even to your gray hairs, hallelujah, will I carry you. When you can't walk anymore, the Lord says, I'm going to carry you. Underneath are the everlasting arms. When you can't bear that strength anymore, when you're overwhelmed by age and by life, the Lord, Brother Lomas, says, I am still He. I'm still the I Am that spoke to Moses. And I will carry you. Hallelujah. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. We go to another psalm, Psalm 92. Praise God. Psalm 92 verse 12 says, those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing. Now that fat part is talking about bearing fruit. Amen. So it's speaking about being rich. Amen. Being fertile. That's the kind of fat it's talking about. Into your old age. Hallelujah. Peter said, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision. But your old men, hallelujah, I'm still talking to them, amen. Your old men shall dream dreams. Somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. Oh, let's worship Him. God, I want to connect with you right now. I want to connect with the Lord of all this word. I want to connect with the I Am. Let me be planted. Hallelujah. Let me be planted. Yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, come on now. Here we go. Psalm 71, verse 10. An enemy's rant begins to come against me, Jocelyn. Mine enemies speak against me, and they that lay wait for my soul take counsel together. They're saying, God hath forsaken him. Persecute and take him, for there is none to deliver him. But I appreciate the answer that comes in verse 14. The psalmist says, I will. Somebody say, I will. Hallelujah. I will hope continually and will praise thee more and more. Hallelujah. As they persecute me, as they lay in wait. Amen. It's not time for me to back up. It's not time for me to back down. It's not time for me to sit still. But Brother Greg, it's time for more and more praise. As the enemies rant, as they persecute. It's time for me to get up more, to lift my voice up more. Woo! Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, there's a reason it's in the psalm. Amen. There's a reason it's here. Some of you say, I've got a better idea. Amen. I'm going to sit and be still. I'm going to do the Mount Rushmore impersonation on a Thursday night. That's what's going to work. Amen. There's a reason this got published. Hallelujah. There's a reason it's in David's psalm. Amen. He says, this is what works. When the enemy comes against me, I'm going to praise more. I'm going to praise more. Hallelujah. I got the right idea. Oh, come on. I've seen more enemies than anybody in here, the psalmist says. And this is what works. Clap your hands unto the Lord. Woo! I said I will hope continually. Hey. My mouth shall show forth thy righteousness and thy salvation all the day. For I know not the numbers thereof. Hey, man, I love that. Praise God. Thy salvation I know not the numbers of. I don't know all the ways that you're going to save me, Lord. You keep finding unique ways to save me, amen. You keep finding unique ways, praise God, to keep me from the enemy. And so, verse 16 says, I will go in the strength of the Lord God, and I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. Amen. It was Daniel that knew that the Lord can save. The Lord is mighty to save. In unique ways, he's mighty to save. And so when the enemy brings unique decrees, like you can't worship your God, like you can't speak in his name anymore for the next so many days. Scripture says that Daniel, when he knew that that writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knee three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Oh, man. I love it when somebody makes it a foundation of their life. Hallelujah. Because what you do in your devotion will become what is powerful out in the open. All he's doing is what I've just kept on doing. Hallelujah. The enemy's unique in their attempts to destroy me. I know God's going to be unique in his ways of saving me. I can't count the ways that the enemy's going to come against me. It's a lion's den, amen. It's a fiery furnace. It's going to be cutting us up into heaps if I don't interpret the dream. Brother Levi, it's going to be this, and it's going to be that. But an even greater number is all the ways God's going to save me out of it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. I'm just doing what I've been doing aforetime. Hallelujah. It's amazing what we do in general, what we do as schedule, as our routine becomes so powerful. The disciples coming to the temple at the hour of prayer. There came that time when it grew more than just mundane and more than routine, but it was the lame man's hour, Scripture says, and he was healed. How about Yael, the book of Judges? How many times, Sister Denny, had she nailed a spike into the tent? It was routine as a homemaker. Oh, that spike's a little bit out over there. I better nail it back down. Amen. It's what I do continually. It's how I help my house continually. But there was one day, Brother Levi, when it got really powerful. When that spike didn't go into the ground to support the tent, that spike went through the temple of the enemy. I said, there's something about, hallelujah, doing some things aforetime, doing some things in the routine for God that become very powerful. And God starts to use. That's just my everyday prayer, amen. Well, today, it's the prayer that stops lions. It's the prayer that stops the lion's mouth. Woo! Hallelujah. It's the prayer that's going to take you through the fiery furnace. It's the prayer that's going to take you through the lion's den. It's the prayer that's going to bring great revelation. Hallelujah. Oh, come on. What am I saying? I'm saying keep the routine. Hallelujah. There's power in your routine. There's power in come together at the hour of prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. And I love what happens in verse 22. It says, I will praise thee with a psaltery. Even thy truth, O my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp. O thou, Holy One of Israel. Before I get thinking I can preach without water, let me get some water. Praise God. The moment I start thinking my voice has got it, gotten over the hump, it's gone. Hallelujah. Verse 23, remember the enemy? Amen. He says, I'm rejoicing. With the psaltery, even thy truth, oh my God, unto thee will I sing with the harp. Anybody know some truth in this place? Hallelujah. Praise God. The reason I think some people don't show up at church to worship is because they're just not very convinced of the truth. Amen. Is there really a God? Am I really living in truth? Is his name really Jesus? But those that are convinced of it, amen, it doesn't take much to get them fired up. They show up and they say, you know what? Jesus is here. I'm worshiping in truth. Are you crazy? You can sit there if you want to. I get to worship the one true God manifest unto me. He died for me. He loves me. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he says in verse 23, hallelujah, we got a dancer over here. Praise God. My lips shall greatly rejoice when I sing unto thee. And my soul, which thou hast redeemed. This is what I really like. My tongue also shall talk of thy righteousness all the day long. For they are confounded. For they are brought unto shame that seek my hurt. I tried to bring him down. I took away his job. I did this. I did that. Amen. I persecuted. I belittled. And there he goes, still worshiping in his truth. There he goes, still thinking he's got a king. I don't understand it. How could he play the harp today? How could he put his lips to the trumpet, Brother Churchill? How could he worship? Amen. Oh, he's got a truth. And it's confounding. Woo! And he goes beyond. Verse 7, going back, he says, I am a wonder unto many. But thou art my strong refuge. That speaks to the afflictions he had faced and the frequency of God's response when there was no other refuge and no other hope. God responded. Look at me, I'm a wonder. Go ahead and turn to your neighbor and say that. Look at me, I'm a wonder. Hallelujah. How did you get this far? How did you make it? Praise God. It's no small wonder that I've made it this far. Psalmist said it in Psalm 24 and verse 1. If it had not been for the Lord. Hey, come on. Somebody know the rest of that? Shout it out. If it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Oh, praise God. I'm a sign. I'm a miracle. I'm a wonder. Hallelujah. And if anybody's been made mighty by the anointing of God, Scripture says, I give unto the Lord, O you mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. And I plan to do just that. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. And then we get to my subject in verse 17. Oh, God. Thou hast taught me from my youth, and hitherto have I declared thy wondrous works. I've been taught the wondrous works of God. Hallelujah. And speaking of that, man, go ahead and just testify. There's some testimonies in here about what you've been taught. And generally that teaching came in the face of difficulty, in the face of travail, in the face of trial, amen? That teaching was there that God was here for you, amen? But it makes me think of what some others were taught, Brother Levi. Daniel was taught that rulers will throw you into a den of lions, but God, hallelujah. Somebody just say that for me, but God. You don't have to live for the Lord very long before you have that kind of statement, but by the grace of God. The song says, I'm still standing, amen. I don't know how, it's but by the grace of God. It's but God showed up in my situation. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine delivered you. But God be thanked in my situation. Joseph was taught that your own brothers may strip and throw you into a pit. Now, I know we've heard that story so much, but just think about your own brothers throwing you into a pit. Think about that kind of hatred. Think about that kind of turning against you, that kind of vengeance that's put upon you. But God was with Joseph, and his hand was upon him. Hagar was taught that when you're an outcast, he's the God who still sees you. And when your life is departing, he'll bring you to a fountain. Here we go, Hagar. Here's my fountain right over here. I'm still the God that sees you. Nudge your neighbor and say, he still sees you. I don't know where you're at in your life, in this journey, in your walk with God. Amen. But he's one that can teach you. He still sees you. Moses was taught that when there is no escape from the enemy, God can make even the sea turn to dry land. Hallelujah. And I'm so thankful in this congregation. I was so blessed. Pastor Bartlett's message when different ones were running up and giving their scripture. Amen. That was so powerful. And I know even today we could have an open mic right here. And somebody could run up and tell you what God has taught me. Hallelujah. And you notice that I'm taking Moses, who God taught many things, and I'm just putting it into one sentence. Hallelujah. Amen. And Brother Lomas, if we could just put it in one sentence. This mic is open if it's on. Amen. Go ahead and run up and tell us what God has taught you. I'll stop and let you. Amen. Praise God. Yes. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
He taught me.
Yes. Oh, come on. Let's worship him. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, that's decades of ministry. That's decades of God working. I said he'll never leave you. Hallelujah. He'll never forsake you. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God.
That he heals faster and better than any doctors or medicine.
Yeah. I said he's taught me. Hallelujah. I said he's taught me. You can't find someone in scripture, and I'm just going to keep on preaching. You come up here and interrupt me as soon as you remember what God taught you. Hallelujah. You can't find someone in scripture who trusted in God who wasn't taught the wondrous works of God. But I also appreciate the unbelievers who God went ahead and taught anyway. Amen. Didn't believe in the Lord, Brother Lomas. But the Syrians were taught that Israel's God is a God of the hills and valleys. And it's important for the unbelievers to realize that. But it's even more important for the believers to realize he's a God of the hills and he's a God of the valleys. The same God in the mountaintop. It's the same God in the valley. Yes.
He taught me that he's the God forever and ever, and he will never forsake us.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He taught me to be still and know that he's got it all Woo. Under control.
Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Nebuchadnezzar was taught that God can deliver from a fiery furnace. And when you throw in three that won't bow, he learned that God walks in there as well with them. You throw them in alone, amen, and they're not in the fire by themselves. The prophets of Baal were taught he's the God who answers by fire. Goliath was taught, amen. You look at 1 Samuel 17, And you see, that becomes a spiritual battle. Go ahead, Sister Marie. Woo!
He taught me all that I know and that there is only one God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise God. Go ahead. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus.
He taught me that no matter how big your doubt is, no matter how small your faith might be, they cannot, it cannot compare to our God that we serve.
Yes. Jesus. Yes.
I said he's taught me some things. There's some folks that have been taught some things by God in relationship with him. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
He taught me that he'll protect me wherever I am.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember Goliath. You come at me, my dog, you come at me with sticks. And he cursed him by his gods. Oh, you shouldn't have done that, Goliath. You should have just kept this physical. Amen. When you made it spiritual, that's when you had some problems. You can't curse a little shepherd boy because he comes in the name of the Lord that is undeniable. Hallelujah. Praise God. I love that. David, amen, says, I'm going to cut your head off and I'm going to feed your carcass to the fowls of the air. Lee, he has nothing in his hands that can cut a head off. I mean, come on. Give that a try with a sling. Go ahead. I'll set this red salmon here and let me see you take its head off. Anybody tried that with a knife lately? Not the easiest thing in the world. Not a giant's head. He's got nothing in his hand to take off his head. But when you come in the name of the Lord, hallelujah, there's some equipment that God puts in your hands by his anointing and by his power. Amen. When I drop you, I'm going to take your sword and I'll be able to cut your head off. If I just step out in the name of the Lord, God's going to equip me with what I need. Woo! Praise God. I'm not able of myself. You're not. Amen. But when you step out in truth and the anointing of the Lord, and if all the message you have on your lips is there's one God, hallelujah, you do as well. Amen. You got the devils trembling. Praise God. Sister Marie, I love a whole lot of churches around here to get taught that there's one God. Amen. It seems important in Scripture. Hear, O Israel, amen. Let that be the first thing your kids hear. Let it be over the doorposts, I mean, over your doors, amen. Let it be the last thing you hear. I think God thinks it's important, amen. The Lord our God is one Lord. The temple police, hallelujah. They would have taken him, but no man laid hands on Jesus. Because the officers were taught in John 7:46, never man spake like this man. Yeah, it's just undeniable. Hallelujah. Amen. If you got problems, what do you think about Jesus? You got problems believing historically? Let me turn you to a historical fact named Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. He's undeniable. What was Jonah taught? He's taught that he's the God of second chances, and his mercy will blow your mind. Hallelujah. Amen. No, I'm good. Yeah, I'll take that. Thank you. Never say no to more water. Praise God. Thank you, Brother Levi. Hallelujah. Man, I want to know God. I want to be gifted. I want to be prophetic. Amen. Even Jonah, who's hearing from the Lord, the mercy of God blew his mind. The mercy of God straight up ruined his relationship with God. Amen. He was so floored by how merciful God is. Oh, man, it is this scandalous stuff here. Hallelujah. It's beyond what I can experience. It's beyond what I can wrap my head around. Hallelujah. How many of you want to spend a lifetime wrapping your head around the mercies of God? God, how could you love me? How could you forgive me, Lord? How could I be your child, Lord? I want to spend a lifetime learning of your mercies. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Matthew 12:41, Jesus said, The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here. He's greater than any spirit that the world can come bring against us. Whatever can come against individuals, whatever sin, whatever institution of sin. Remember when he spoke of Sodom and Gomorrah? They're in the realm of sin. Started with fornication. Jude told us, Jude 1:7, told us it started with fornication. It moved the strange flesh. They're in the depth of sin. They're trying to take over people's houses. They're trying to take over angels. Man, they think they've got all authority. And the Lord says, this is how it is compared to me. If I showed up on their place, if I showed up on their doorstep, they're all repenting. Amen. Why? Because I'm greater than every spirit. I'm greater than the spirit of homosexuality. I'm greater than anything this world can bring against me. I wish somebody believed that in this place. I said, what's the answer to this world's problems? His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He said, I show up. They would have repented. There is no stronghold I can't break. Praise God. What was Ezekiel taught? God can bring life, breathe life into dry bones. Elisha's servant was taught that when it seems like you're surrounded by an enemy, really, you're surrounded by the host of heaven. That's one of my favorite prayers, Levi. Hey, man, what are we going to do, Elisha? What are we going to do, prophet? And surely he's going to pray, Brother Merle, that the Lord come and rescue them. Lord, deliver us. No, that's not what he prayed. He just prayed that the servant's eyes would be open. Amen. This prayer did not go the way I thought. Amen. But now I see, hallelujah, why Elisha's not worried. Amen. Now I see why the man of God is so confident in the Lord. What did Jeremiah learn? He learned that when a vessel is marred, it's still in the hand of the potter. And he can make it again another vessel as seemeth good to the potter. Marred, but you're in my hand. Underneath are the everlasting arms. Praise God. Enoch, amen. He's one of those fellas just living out the routines of devotion. Hallelujah. He's just living out, man, I'm just here to please God. I'm just here to be holy. Amen. I'm sorry it probably offended a whole bunch of people, but let me excuse me while I just walk with God and continue to please him. That's what holiness is. I'm just trying to please God. I'm not here to offend anybody. Not here to tell anybody I'm better than you. Amen. I just feel that walking with God is better than everything else. Amen. And while Sister Glover, his lifestyle would be translated to his day as what a dork, amen, what a nerd, amen, he's out of touch, boy, he's a flat out bigot, the way he doesn't get into all the other stuff that we're getting into, well, he doesn't elevate all these other lifestyles of sin, and they would translate it in that way, but his lifestyle was being translated into heaven, and heaven said, it's time for you to come with me, sir. You've been pleasing me in your devotions. You've been pleasing me in your lifestyle. Amen. Heaven read that language. Hallelujah. Heaven read the life language and said, it's time to come with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. And Enoch would say, pleasing God. Amen. The rewards are out of this world. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I know that's not sophisticated enough humor for some of you. Amen. But for the dad at the barbecue, it's hilarious. Praise God. Mr. Dad joke, amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And I got tons. I got notes for days here, so it's kind of up to you. Amen. When you want this to be over, it's time to start standing up and being ready to be over. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to share what God had taught
yes.
me.
All right.
God has taught me that he's big enough for every situation that I face. Not yes. some, not yes. part, but every situation.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Musicians, if you could come, hallelujah. Noah! Hallelujah. When God shuts the door, he saw that no man can open it. He could tell us about when it's time for judgment to occur. God's not messing around. That's why preachers aren't messing around. That's why we're preaching hell with a tear in our eye up here. That's why we're crying out for people to turn. Amen. Noah was there when the door got shut. And so his message would be, get on the ark while his mercy is still broadcast across the sky. What's a rainy day? Amen. It's another opportunity to see the Lord's mercy broadcast across the sky. When that sun comes out, there's a rainbow. Hallelujah. John said that rainbow, or it was in around the throne. It encircles the throne. His throne is encircled with mercy. Jeremiah said it's the place of our sanctuary. The throne of the Lord. The writer to the Hebrews said, when you're in your time of need, go run to that throne. Hallelujah. Go run to that throne. And Jacob, what was he taught? He's taught you're going to get blessed if you just keep holding on. You're going to get blessed if you refuse to let go, Brother Villa.
He is faithful.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, come on, somebody. I said he's faithful. Hakoyarabakatayabaya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He's a faithful God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I want to give you opportunity tonight. Amen. Why don't we make our way to the front? Don't know what you're going through. Don't know what your situation is. But our Lord is still a teacher in this place. Hallelujah.